everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, November 21st, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I should make a station announcement regarding the holiday. RBN will be closed for the holiday this Thursday and Friday. So the 24th and 25th, RBN will have rebroadcasts, and we'll be back with our live scheduled programming on Saturday, 26th. And I want to remind everyone again about the John Stadmiller book drive. Everyone should be taking advantage of this. It's a great way to help out the station. And each week, you have an opportunity to be the one selected to own a book from John Stadmiller's personal library, formerly owned by John himself. It's really a cool way, if you ask me, to help out the station. And as we have been each week drawing names for that. I don't have in front of me. I don't know if Julie could type in the current book. I could mention what the current book is. I heard some other hosts doing that. Maybe I'll mention later in the show. But please do help out if you can, folks. And again, that is an excellent way to be able to do so. And you can contact us just to let us know, you know, if you did an automatic payment or something, you know, that that you want to be in on that regarding your donation qualifying $100 or more. But of course, you can use PayPal to pay on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can always mail in that donation, cash, check, or money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it. Ah, okay, excellent. Yes, we had a little connection issue at the beginning here, but we do have our Monday co-host here with us. Per usual, Mr. Paul Edward Stevenson. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Richard. Happy Monday, and it's good to be with you and all our listeners. Looking forward to an informative show as ever.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Oh, I have a notice. The winner of the book this week was David Montana. So way to go, David Montana, owning a book from John's personal library. Yeah, as far as what's in the news cycles, I don't know. I couldn't help but not rule out this could have been parody, but I guess maybe it isn't. There was a news article I came across claiming Kanye West wants to run for president. Have you heard about this?
No, well, good luck to him. he couldn't be any worse than the current president, could he? Could only be an improvement.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's certainly true. It has been
that would put the cat among the pigeons, wouldn't it? Kanye West as a president. People think that Donald Trump was going to drain the swamp. I mean, this would be this would be some serious swamp draining.
But still, I mean, you know, it's not like he has really been aware much of how how much a lot of the things that we see being pushed around us are part of a long-term agendas. You know, he's a popular rapper, and he thinks he could get a lot. I don't really see with politicians' influence from big money. I don't know. I think anyone that they don't want around, they. I mean, many say Trump was an anomaly, but I don't really see someone like Kanye West, even though, sure, we've had entertainers, actors before. Ronald Reagan was an actor before becoming governor and then president. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really see it myself, but it, It was
you don't see what Kanye becoming a politician.
Yeah, I don't see him becoming.
Listen, if he was serious, if he made a serious run for the president, and that was that looked like it could even be a possibility, which I doubt very much. He would probably slip on a banana skin, you know, and there'd be some tragic accident in his private jet or something like that because of who he's identifying. So I don't think they would allow that to happen.
Yes. Yeah, I couldn't see.
Look what they did to Kennedy. So.
Yes. Yeah.
They won't care. They'll deal with it afterwards. Even if everybody knows, I mean, they're so the audacity of these people now is just so incredible that they just ignore the electorate. You know, there's no representation, and a lot of the time they don't even try and hide it. I mean, look at the immigration problem. Look at your own borders. Look at our borders. Meanwhile, we're over there risking World War III in Ukraine. They just do what they want. They're out of control, these people, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's many are saying that if we haven't had enough wake up now to take back, you know, our culture, our society, that there's no hope. You know, too many people are just, it's just a gradual conditioning. You know, people are broken down just over time.
Hmm? Mm. Well, it's just if you were running, you know, in politics, I mean, if you were like wanting to serve people, the three main things that I always come back to are the economy and prosperity, law and order, you know, safety, security, and your borders, which is also a safety and security issue apart from the dire implications of social incohesion and instability. And, you know, that comes with the demographic shifts and, of course, the threat to your very existence as a peoples in lands where you're exclusively white dominant, which are historically, you know, still of remnants, at least, of a Christian culture. And all these things are threatened with the demographics. So we have governments right across the West, particularly, who are destroying our economies, who are, you know, have committed this looting operation in the last few decades and exacerbated it when it accelerated it with COVID. And the law and orders, it's out the window now. I mean, it's the police are so politicized over here, for example. They virtue signal for these global homo agendas. And our borders are wide open, which is a national security threat. And our border force, ironically, are facilitating it. So it's insane. And then you add to that the situation in Ukraine, where they're just doubling down because Russia is a threat to the global global financial system. And I think these people are crazy. I think they could do anything. And it actually worries me a lot, because I just think that they're capable of anything, and they're capable of starting a world war, and they're destroying Europe. You know, look at the state of Germany. I don't mean to be ranting straight away, but, you know, Europe, particularly Germany, is the EU, particularly now that the UK has we've left it in some ways. But Germany is essentially the EU. Without Germany, there is no EU. The European Central Bank may as well be the Deutsche Bank. There's very little, you know, difference. That is the powerhouse economy in Europe, and yet they're allowing themselves to be dictated to by the State Department. And, you know, they blew up that Nord Stream pipeline just in case, you know, Germany had any doubts or were having any thoughts about courting Russia again for cheap oil and natural gas. And now the German economy's, you know, they have a lot of engineering, they produce a lot of stuff there, and they need cheap oil and gas to do it. So it's pretty much going to destroy, and is in the process of destroying, the German economy. It's insane to witness it all, you know, that Germany would participate in it.
Yes. Yeah, no, I mean, this is taking down Europe. This is the plan. And Germany is, as you say, the powerhouse, which needs to go first. And much like we're having over here with the U.S., a gradual, systematic, coordinated decline, attack on the standard of living, just the sort of high trust society we have. It's certainly all by design. But no, I mean, this does seem to be a real story about Kanye here. It was at a Zero Hedge. And they said, Kanye West confirms 2024 presidential bid. Kanye West appears to have confirmed he'll be running for president in 2024. This was out of Epoch Times. In an attempt to move towards the future, quote unquote, after giving up on his White House bid in 2020. So I guess I missed the memo. He already tried in 2020 to some extent, or at least, I don't know. But in a since-deleted video posted to Twitter by the account Patriot Takes, West, whose legal name is Ye, okay, can be seen alongside conservative figure and former Breitbart editor Milo Yiannopoulos. Oh, great. Okay, yeah. That's how he seems based, right? Being with the alt-right queer.
But a little creep.
That guy is just... Yeah, I don't even want to start. All right, this is Milo right here working on the campaign, West 45 says in the video.
Is that an announcement? He's a Jew as well.
Milo?
Milo's a Jew.
I'm not surprised. Why am I not surprised?
He's Jewish. But, you know, he might fit into the category of, you know, in quotes, good Jews. I don't know, but he's a Jew. So that's a mistake straight away, if you ask me.
And then let's see. Someone asked
Trump did.
Mm-hmm. Someone asked, "Is that an announcement to West?" He responded by laughing. "I guess it is." And then Yiannopoulos replies, "Thanks, I accept." Yiannopoulos announced earlier this year that he had been hired as an unpaid intern by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, Republican of Georgia. In her congressional office, Green's office also confirmed his hiring. Yeah, you know, we need to virtue signal at the with the homosexual so-called alt-right. I don't know, does the alt-right even still exist? Some suggest it's pretty much dead in the water. But and yet, Yiannopoulos had worked for Breitbart from 2014, but resigned in 2017 following backlash over comments he made in a video in which he stated that sex between 13-year-olds and older men can be, quote-unquote, life-affirming. To show the kind of dirtbag this Yiannopoulos is. He's not just gay, you know? That's... Later in the... predatory behavior is encouraged. Go ahead.
Well, that's very consistent with homosexuality anyway, you know? It's that type of thinking and... it's not that uncommon for them to think that way. If they were allowed to, they would be. They're attracted that way, a lot of them, I think.
Yeah, these days it's probably more denied with the politically correct angle they're trying to push at us with all this gay and trans stuff. But yeah, for sure, it is common in the gay culture for older men to underage boys.
Well, they change the language, don't they? They call it... they have this MAPS, this minor attracted persons. You know, that's what they always try to do it by changing the language. But it is what it is. It's satanic pedophilia.
And, now, I'll bet 10-to-1 odds, or I don't know, however, that was coined by a Jew, right? Minor attracted person. How much you want to bet? Well, let's go look it up.
I'd throw 20 quid at that. I'd throw 20 quid at that.
Right. I don't know if there's much more to mention on this video. Let's see. So are you running? The cameraman asked West. He responded, yes, simple. It's simple because ain't nobody can tell me, you know, you should say this, you shouldn't say that, you know. It's just we're moving toward the future, West adds. Yeah, I need West to move me toward the future. I don't know if that's the best we have after Trump. So what else is this here? Okay, it's just talking about the original taboo of his too. It goes back to, West returns to Twitter. You know, there's talk that Elon wants to now, after having meetings about reinstatements. He says he's willing to reinstate President Trump, but President Trump has declined to have an interest in going back on Twitter. He says, you know, I have Truth Social. It's doing amazing over there, blah, blah, blah. That's where I'm going to be. You know, he's just trying to promote his view. Come on, why wouldn't people just use all of them, okay? Not just try to promote your own one. That's so, I mean, come on. You know, that just shows where Trump's so Trump. Really focused. Yeah, it's so Trump, but it's just also so just capitalist and, you know, self-centered. It just shows where his focus really lies, you know.
Well, that's what happened to him. That's what happened to him when he, you know, when he was talking about draining the swamp. He comes into power, and you know, a bunch of swamp creatures come up to him and say, "Well, you know, we'll pay the debt for your campaign, you know, that you've your outlay, and but we want to have you know these people are around you." And Trump said, "Okay," and then there was a disaster. Yeah, it's so many little snakes in the grass around him, and yet he ran on wanting to drain the swamp. And from my memory, all the people that he had around him in the campaign, they all disappeared, and in came the crocodiles and the alligators, you know.
Yes, yeah,
and they completely undermined him, and it was ultimately made him largely impotent compared to what he could have done, you know. So
arguably Bannon was like one of the better choices who he had around at first. But yes, we had from the very beginning so much influence by Kushner to stop any true white awareness anything that could be advanced for white people taken off the table, basically, for Trump's presidency. That was kind of Kushner's job in a certain way, I could see. But he certainly very early on talked Trump into not going on Gab, as he knew about how it criticized Jewish power, you know. So Kushner's like, oh no, just anti-Semitism, and you don't want to be around Gab and be associated with that. And but I mean, yeah, it's dumb to not be on all of the social medias if you're president from the past or continuing to be in future presidential runs. For him not to continue to be on his Truth Social, but go back on Twitter, that just shows it's more about his ego than really just getting information out to everyone he can, unfortunately. Where he stands, it's about ego. I don't know. It's kind of weak once you've done everything he has, as far as having been president once, and it seems like the biggest in a long time who's pushed back in ways against at least the energy independence globalist sort of agenda with our energy, with our trade. I mean, there were some things, you know, that we did see better, but it's not.
No, I was going to say, at least he didn't hate Putin and all that malarkey. I think if he was in power today, you might see a bit of a different situation. But then, whenever the pressure came on Trump, he buckled a lot of the time. You know, so you don't know. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, Kushner was just the start of a long list of people who influenced him more than he should have allowed. Should have done more of his own research, really. I mean, you know, he didn't really understand how, you know, he talked about the fake news, but he didn't really he wasn't aware of the best independent media that we're aware of. Or would he want to? It would be too politically incorrect, right? I don't know. I don't think he's willing to go full on. We'll be right back, folks.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse
to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
What have we learned from the recent election? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. All of the polls before Tuesday's election predicted a huge red tidal wave. But what really happened was more like a red sun shower. What does this indicate? It could mean that the polls aren't relevant or reliable anymore. It could mean that Republican voters took massive wins for granted and just didn't turn out to vote. Some will say it's more proof of fraud or a selection rather than an election. I think the results show that far too many people put party politics above their own best interest. Polls showed that the economy and inflation were the number one priority of voters, and polls also showed that voters believe Republicans are better at handling those issues. But voters have been told for years that Republicans are racist Nazis. So maybe many people just won't vote Republican despite believing Republican candidates represent their own best interest. After all, who could vote for Hitler just because milk got too expensive? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
One day.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Monday co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. And so, yes, I think this is still a positive point. As much as I don't trust Elon, I think it's a Trojan horse of sorts to get us back into mainstream, so-called mainstream social media and faith in Twitter. But the fact that West returns to Twitter, you know, in spite of being deemed anti-Semitic, that still is something. If Elon continues that trend, I don't know how long he'll last without having Tesla destroyed by these people. But, you know, we'll see. So it is unclear when the video was initially taken.
He's back on Twitter now, Kanye West, yeah?
Yeah. I'm just trying to read this other little bit reporting on that. It is unclear when the video was initially taken or by whom. When Epoch Times has contacted Yiannopoulos and a representative for West to comment, but earlier on Sunday, West returned to Twitter, confirmed, after being locked out of his account in October for violating the company's policies when he posted a tweet that was accused of being anti-Semitic. Testing, seeing if my Twitter is unblocked, he tweeted. And this is a little cheesy, to which new Twitter owner Elon Musk replied, "Don't kill what ye hate, say what ye love." Okay, Elon, you guys have a little love fest there.
That's a bit cringing.
Right? Exactly. My thought. Shortly after, West shared another post that simply read, "Shalom," alongside a smiling emoji. Shalom is a Hebrew word meaning peace. West's return to Twitter comes after he was dropped by a string of companies, including Adidas, Balenciaga, and Vogue magazine, after he posted content that was deemed anti-Semitic. J.P. Morgan Chase also ended its business relationship with the rapper, according to a letter posted by Twitter by conservative commentator Candace Owens, who was allegedly from the bank, and which stated that it would terminate its business relationship with Yeezy and its affiliated entities by November 21st. Oh, look, that's today. I'm a bit sleepy tonight. You know, getting back to the quote, of course, that he originally did on Twitter, they mentioned that again. Quote, I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, unquote. West wrote in one of the posts, it sparked backlash. The funny thing, well, here, another quote. The funny thing is I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew also. You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who opposes your agenda, unquote. So, yeah, we heard about the follow-up there in the past. In other posts, West had written, in addition, okay, who do you think invented cancel culture? And then he also said, Iranian youth are leading a revolution against 44 years of dictatorship. The world needs to support them and honor their courage. Well, I don't know. Did you have more to say on Twitter?
He doesn't hold back, does he?
Yeah, I mean, it's what it is for now. I mean, we'll see how long Twitter can remain a place where you can speak out about Jews. I don't see it lasting. I mean, so I don't know. But so far, you know, it's this token gesture of putting him back on, and we'll see where this goes. If people are going to double down against Elon like they did to Kanye and Irving and what have you.
Has Elon Musk, has he pulled that that Sky satellite system that he was supplying to Ukraine? Has he pulled that off, or has he taken that down from there, or is that still operating for them? Do you know?
Well, that's what I
remember. There was some controversy about that, wasn't there?
I heard claim that it was taken down by him, but then from another source reporting after that, it didn't sound like it actually had gone through. You know, maybe he said it and then it never happened, or perhaps it has been.
Yeah.
I, so if someone has that information, wants to share, you know, they're welcome to.
One other thing I wanted to mention, I did a show with Patrick Slattery on last night. I had Patrick on Last Man Standing, but there was some problem, and I didn't double check, but there was only about 8 minutes of the video actually went over there. But if anybody wants to hear that interview, Patrick's going to run it on his show probably tomorrow night on National Bugle Radio, because otherwise it's just a waste of content. We did the full hour interview, so it was a mistake on my part not to double check that. I just assumed the whole thing was sent over. But one of the things I missed was, which I thought is very important and very worrying, is these these weapons inspectors who are that the Americans are talking about putting into Ukraine as a sort of a monitoring accountability thing as to where all these weapons are going. Have you heard this story where they're talking about doing this?
No. I mean, if you have any more to add, maybe after the I hear the music, so maybe after the break, and if anyone else wants,
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, folks, stick around and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Paul Edward Stevenson. And Paul, yeah, did you want to reiterate and mention any more on that incident?
Yeah, so the Pentagon announced in the first week of November that they were sending in weapons experts into Ukraine to inspect the American, you know, arms being sent over there, so they've been supplied, etc. And this will be, my understanding of it is these guys will be in military gear. Not usually weapons inspectors are in the civilian clothing, so that they are identified not as active soldiers. But this group apparently will be the first U.S. military members in the country, apart from, you know, the ones providing, you know, some intelligence and stuff outside and all that, or security at the U.S. Embassy or something like that. And this could be a problem because this could be the first, you know, the first incremental step to having U.S. troops on the ground there under the guise of weapons inspectors. Because I find it strange why, you know, Washington suddenly cares about, you know, these weapons. I mean, these weapons, a lot of them, even MSNBC announced that it's probably only about 40% of them actually reach where they're meant to go. A lot of them end up in the black market, including, apparently, some sources say even ISIS soldiers are getting them, and that type of thing. So why are they suddenly concerned? The reason I bring this up is because it's not a small thing, and when I first heard the story, I didn't really think about it. I took it at face value, and then I read more into it and realized that they're not going to be like, you know, civilian clothed weapons inspectors. And I also thought, like I'm saying, I thought, why are they suddenly caring? Because these weapons, they don't care where they're going. The whole thing's a scam. Russia's destroying a lot of them. So I think this could be a smokescreen for getting U.S. Presence in the Ukraine. And you hear talk of this coalition of the willing, which would be, because you've got a lot of, you know, there's a lot of paramilitary groups there, like, you know, the British intelligence paramilitaries, like the SAS, Special Forces, who are there. You've got a lot of Poles, apparently, who are there, who are dressed in Ukrainian gear, you know, Ukrainian soldiers' outfits, masquerading as Ukrainian soldiers. And apparently you've got some Romanians there. And I also heard a very interesting story that these Poles who went in there, and as I say, they're you know, geared up in Ukrainian military gear and outfits, and there was a clash apparently between these what's described as, you know, the neo-Nazis or whatever, these nationalist extremists who were pushing a lot of these Ukrainian soldiers out, you know, out to defend territory, and the Russians were just picking them off and slaughtering them. And these Polish soldiers, who are apparently very professional and very efficient and very effective, were you know, given this treatment where they were forced out into open territory, because Ukraine is very, very open territory. You know, it's just wide open land. That's why it produces so much food. It's just fields everywhere, acres and acres and acres of open land. There's nowhere to hide in that place. And apparently the Poles, the Polish soldiers, they said, no, we're not going out there to do that. That's, you know, that's suicide. And the Ukrainians tried to push them out there, and the Poles opened fire on them and killed a whole battalion of them. So you have those tensions still there. And I just think the more you look into that, the more you could see the possibility of an increased U.S. presence with these, some of these more Poles and maybe some Romanians. I don't think there's any appetite for the NATO countries in Europe to get involved directly in conflict there. But if that happens, the Russians will open fire and slaughter them. And then you're going to have dead bodies coming back to the United States. And then you're going to have the usual Patriot propaganda being pumped out. And my concern is that, you know, if the U.S., which is essentially who controls NATO, are seen to lose that war, which they will if they send in 50 or 60 or even 100,000 troops or something like that. There's I think there's close to maybe 600,000 or 700,000 Russian troops amassing at the minute, you know, to prepare for this complete onslaught and destruction of Ukraine, which they've already begun. Then what will America do? Because you've had people like Olaf Scholz, for example, Scholz, the German president, say that NATO cannot lose this war if we get involved in it. So what are they going to do then? Are they going to, you know, are they going to say, okay, Russia's defeated us, or are they going to start nuking Russia? So I really don't like where this is going. It's just the U.S. and they just keep doubling down on this. It's insane, you know. I don't like where it's heading, you know, because once you get American troops in there, that opens a real can of worms for a major conflict, you know.
Yes, I mean it's hard to say, really. I mean, to what level Putin is rogue from these global agendas, it'll remain to be seen. Is basically my stance at this point. I mean, there at the moment, I've heard equal supportive arguments for either side of that. And in moving forward, I mean, could the goal be to depose Putin? That, you know, that he needs to be dethroned, and, you know, nothing else will
suffice.
That
is what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is what they want. And that's the worry, because what are they prepared to do to achieve that? Because that's not going to happen in any conventional way. You know, it's like Vladimir Putin is not Saddam Hussein, you know?
Right, right. But I mean, yeah, it's hard to say to what level this could be staged with this long, drawn out. I mean, basically, we'll see when we get to the coldest part of winter. You know, if February comes and goes, March comes and goes, even, and Russia hasn't fully utilized the Russian winter, and which would be the only remaining theory as to why this would, if this just drags out well into 2023 or beyond, then I would start getting suspicious, is all I'm saying. But at the same time, I mean, if it's so just slow and ensuring that it stays regional, the more time that passes, that will seem suspect. But who's to say? Again, I wanted to mention the FTX thing again, because this just keeps coming back with more information, and it is a big thing. I mean, it highlights Jews playing with our money and our cryptos now, fast and loose, and there's just more and more coming out. I mean, there was one guy who, about a month or so ago, I was reading about, who predicted his assassination mere days before he was, in fact, taken out, related to one of these neighboring crypto exchanges of FTX. The name isn't really that relevant at the moment here, but we've had his lawyer, Sam Bankman-Fried's law firm, dropped him as a client amid these ongoing bankruptcy revelations now. I mean, it's just starting to look more and more dirty, but it's also indicating that there's possibly just far more systematic corruption in all of cryptos, which I wouldn't surprise me either. There's a close relationship we've been pointing out with the World Economic Forum that FTX had, and now they're trying to back away. They WEF scrubbed their webpage that was talking about FTX, and it was supposed to be one of the examples to usher in their cashless plans for nations, and with their stakeholder capitalism way of trying to implement. But I mean, it'll be a gradual thing. I keep saying, I don't think one day suddenly you can't use cash, but still it's a gradual push. So this close relationship FTX had with the World Economic Forum, this favored crypto exchange of the Ukrainian government, FTX is now looking more and more like a money laundering operation of the Democratic National Committee and the lockdown lobby. There's just a few notes via Brownstone Institute on that. A series of revealing texts and tweets by Sam Bankman-Fried, the disgraced CEO of FTX, the once high-flying but now belly-up crypto exchange, had the following to say about his image as a do-gooder. "It is a dumb game we woke Westerners play when we say all the right..." I don't know, what is that, a Jewish word? Sibboleths? "And so everyone likes us. Very interesting. He had the whole game going. A vegan worried about climate change, supporting every manner of justice, racial, social, environmental, except that which is coming from him, and shells out millions to worthless charities associated with the left. He also bought plenty of access and protection in D.C., enough to make his shady company the toast of the town. As part of the mix, there is this thing called pandemic planning. That's right. There were deep connections between FTX and COVID that have been cultivated for 2 years. Let's have a look. Earlier this year, the New York Times trumpeted a study that showed no benefit at all to the use of ivermectin. It was supposed to be a definitive. The study was funded by FTX. Why? Why was a crypto exchange so invested in the debunking of repurposed drugs in order to drive governments and people into the use of patented pharmaceuticals? Even those like remdesivir that didn't actually work, inquiring minds would like to know. Now, I don't know about remdesivir not working. That's just what they're saying here. David Henderson and Charles Hooper further point out an interesting fact. Some of the researchers involved in the Together trial had performed paid services for Pfizer, Merck, Regeneron, and AstraZeneca, all companies involved in developing COVID-19 therapeutics and vaccines that normally compete with ivermectin. For some reason, SBF just knew that he was supposed to oppose repurposed drugs, though he knew nothing about the subject at all. He was glad to fund a poor study to make it true, and the New York Times played its assigned role in the whole performance. It was just a start. A soft-pedaling Washington Post investigation found Sam and his brother Gabe, who ran a hastily founded COVID nonprofit, have spent at least $70 million since October 2021 on research projects, campaign donations, and other initiatives intended to improve biosecurity and prevent the next pandemic. Now, this other one here, this other article,
FTX. Yeah, it's a...
Well, here, wait, I want to get this in. Hold on. FTX on steroids, okay? Tether. They're saying Tether might be a bigger deal than FTX. Is Tether the Biden world's crypto BCCI? A simple crypto rule to live by, they point out here. Any token or exchange that has a CEO, identifiable individual, or development team associated with it is not a real crypto. It's the antithesis of crypto. This Substack has been warning for quite some time that all these centralized exchanges are nothing more than a grifting operation. Grifting operations, IRS reporting nodes, and CIA black ops money laundering facilitators. I've been warning, this was second smartest guy in the world's blog. I've been warning since around 2019 that Tether is the single most egregious crypto scam out there. It is far worse than FTX, with Sam Bankman-Fried and his team of scammers having had direct ties with Tether, T-E-T-H-E-R. The sordid cadre of snake oil salesman behind Tether makes SBF look like an ethical player. Tether is made possible by the CIA, and in particular the Democratic Party of the illegitimate federal government that has been laundering money to Ukraine using both FTX and Tether. This Substack has covered the criminal CIA and taxation, and there's a lot more references to it. The FTX collapse is incontrovertible proof that all of the warnings and misgivings were correct. It is now only a matter of time before Tether is blown up too, and may be one of the causes and or excuses for the global financial crash to end all crashes that will most conveniently be leveraged into ushering in the Great Reset. And that, of course, social credit score-based digital. Since FTX was laundering for the World Economic Forum and FTX was directly involved with Tether, then it follows that the World Economic Forum was also tethered to Tether. All of these centralized exchanges and tokens are just the latest one world government money laundering setup, and the payoffs will be even more ingenious. The elimination of all centralized exchanges and tokens due to a sudden global regulation epiphany. Of course, said regulation epiphany will then be aggressively enforced only to max amount of money laundering and wealth extraction from all of the debt slave tax donkey crypto investors, suckers, you should call it, will have taken place. We are almost at that inflection point. There may not be many more rounds of crypto Muppet slaying left. And when the likes of the World Economic Forum, CIA, Democratic Party, and One World Government have determined that their centralized crypto scams are no longer effective, they will unleash regulations, 51% BTC attacks, and wipe out the current crypto ecosystem exactly in the same manner that they will wipe out the wholly untenable global financial markets. This twin financial demolition will further strip the freedoms of humanity and usher in a global central bank digital currency, CBDC, that will be inextricably tethered to the social credit score system, replete with CO2 monitoring and never-ending vaccine compliance. And so they have another must-read under that. You could check that out with the rest of it. Blacklisted News, FTX on steroids, is Tether the Biden world's crypto BCCI? Paul, do you want to comment now, sir, on either of those articles?
Yeah, well, I was just going to point out one thing because it was fascinating, among other things, obviously, and this just the sheer scandal and the scandalous nature and the scale of the whole thing. But yeah, when they were talking about the summit, they're talking about the next pandemic as if it's a given. You know, I mean, how many pandemics have we had, say, in the last century? I can't think of one. But all of a sudden now they're talking about pandemics as if it's like, you know, it's only a matter of time. You know, it's a given, and that's very concerning. You know, what's in the works next? You know, when's the next pandemic coming? Next year, the year after?
Yeah, Gates has been a fan of that, talking about the next pandemic. It's very. I mean, he and his wife laughing about it before they were divorced. You know, the next one's really going to get their attention. And I'm not sure we've come to the point in time they were alluding to yet. It might be between 2023 and 2025, I might suspect.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I see we already have the break upon us. I'm not sure we'll be able to get to all these callers. We'll try to take a call after the break, folks. We'll see what we can get through. We'll be right back.
accumulator, and it makes me feel greater. I'll see you sometime later when I'm through with my accumulator. It's no social integrator. It's a one-man isolator.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. And so they could wind up using FTX as an example. They don't want any of the criminality of Tether to come out even. You know, they may try to use FTX as a scapegoat, as an example, intentionally, regardless of how it originally came out with all of this planned or not. Probably not unplanned with the World Economic Forum distancing themselves, but a way to institute these further, controlled by the elite fully with social credit sort of CBDCs. And it's probably, yes, trying to, just like we've had in the past with so many other things, set a precedent, you know, the mail-in voting with COVID or Charlottesville or January 6th and the repercussions. 9/11 and the Patriot Act. Let's go to the phones quickly. Dan in Washington, you had a comment, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I think there's different scenarios in Ukraine. One, if the U.S. sends in troops, one of my buddies from Russia thinks that Belarus, then that's when Belarus will go down and seal the border with Poland. Then Russia will go for the whole country. So that's one option. But I think as things are right now, if Russia just keeps where it's at right now with that territory it gained, they're going to win because American tax money has to fund Ukraine through the winter. You know, so we're going bankrupt, not Russia. So I don't think they're in a big hurry to go any further right now. And I was going to ask Paul, I mean, what do you think about, because it's almost like a false flag, Zelensky with this missile thing in Poland. But then America came out and kind of stopped it. What do you think? It's almost like America's like changing direction now, saying trying to de-escalate maybe. What do you think about that?
I find that encouraging, at least, that there was some cooler heads in the room, because that's a very dangerous situation. And Zelensky, the little weasel, of course, was hell-bent on saving his skin over there. So he doesn't care about dragging the whole world into a wider conflict. And I'm sick and tired of this guy being presented to us as some sort of saint. And when's the penny going to drop? But this guy's a complete con man. And that the Ukraine is not some sweet little democracy that needs to be defended. America's got no interest there. NATO have got no interest there. In fact, they're counterintuitive to Europe's interest, what's happening. And, you know, even after the White House contradicted his narrative, he still maintained this was a Russian missile. Yeah. And, you know what I mean? I mean, this guy, he's incredible. But I think with the Vogue photo shoot and now this, where he's been seen to be lying and trying to provoke the, you know, NATO into a wider conflict, hopefully the penny will drop who and what this guy is, you know?
Well, thank you. We're all out of time here, pretty much. Thanks, Dan. Yeah, I mean, you just got about a minute. Joe in Florida, did you have a quick comment, sir, as we're fading out?
Richard, it's a little short to get into it, but I just want to say, I think the time has changed. I think we're crossing a threshold here. This Ukraine war is being exposed. The money, the fraudulence in the Democrat Party, and then Kanye West. People are crossing a threshold. We're getting a new paradigm where we can name the you-know-who, and that's a good sign. Thanks.
I'll take your call sooner. If you call back later in the week, thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Thank you, Paul, as always, sir.
Thank you, Richard.
Please support RBN, folks, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S-Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.